MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 2, 2025. Local anti-poverty agencies are bracing for Trump cuts, and Gloucester's school budget estimate is growing. Partly cloudy, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:59 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, local anti-poverty agencies are at risk of losing heating assistance funding. Groups such as the North Shore Community Action Program and Action, Inc. rely on the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program to heat homes, while the Trump administration outlined plans to cut the federal program in its recent draft budget proposal. LIHEAP is administered at the state level, which provides assistance to eligible low-income households with their heating and cooling costs. North Shore Community Action Program, which serves the communities of Beverly, Danvers, Peabody, and Salem, has taken 3,400 household applications for LIHEAP, of which 2,922 households were approved. Action, Inc., which serves Gloucester, Essex, Ipswich, Hamilton, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Rockport, and Wenham, has approved LIHEAP applications for 3,200 households. Although the draft budget still needs to be approved by Congress, community organizations like NSCAP and Action, Inc. are working to ensure that their current clients are able to get the services they need. Ethan Foreman is writing in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester Public Schools' proposed $54.2 million budget for the upcoming school year has not kicked up the same financial wranglings as the current spending plan, which came with the loss of 28 positions. For fiscal 2026, Superintendent Ben Lummis told the school committee on Wednesday that Mayor Greg Verga has committed a large portion of the city's growth and revenues to the schools. Verga noted the city departments are being level funded. The city's budget is growing by about $3.9 million, and the schools are requesting $2.75 million of that. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In Newburyport, Jim Sullivan writes, there will be at least one contested race for a Ward City Councilor spot this fall after Elmira Avenue resident Mary DeLay announced she would be looking to unseat Ward 6 Councilor Byron Lane. On November 4, all 11 city councilors will be up for re-election to another 2 years. Mayor Sean Reardon is up for re-election for a 4-year term. DeLay, who is one of the city's two representatives on the Whittier Regional Vocational Technical School Committee, said she has taken out nomination papers but has yet to return them. And Isaac Green is reporting on itemlive.com, in Lynn, workers, organizers, and community members filled the Lynn Common Thursday evening for a May Day rally and march in support of labor rights and upcoming contract talks for General Electric's plant in Lynn. Led by the New Lynn Coalition, the event featured calls for fair wages, immigrant protections, rent control, and strengthened public services. The program concluded with a march from the bandstand to the GE plant, where workers represented by IUE CWA Local 201 are preparing for negotiations. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell in North Shore Sports, the Peabody Boys Lacrosse team edged Bishop Fenwick yesterday to win the Danish Cup. Elsewhere, Winthrop was an 8-7 winner over Swampscott. It was Marblehead 16, Beverly 5, and St. John's Prep 9, Catholic Memorial 8. In girls lacrosse, Peabody 11, Chelmsford 10. The Tanners now have a record of 8-2, and the Lions are the number 2 team in Division 1. Marblehead bested Beverly 14-13, as Maddie Forbes netted 6 goals for the 7-4 Magicians. In baseball, Manchester Essex topped Hamilton Wenham 6-5 for the Generals' first league loss of the season. The Generals now have a record of 9-2. Peabody moved to a record of 8-3 with a win over Masconomet by a score of 7-2. Joey Smith allowed only 4 hits over 6 innings of work on the mound for the first-place Tanners. Elsewhere was Beverly 3, Denver 0. Micah McManus struck out 10 batters in picking up the win on the mound for the Panthers. Bishop Fenwick topped Marblehead 5-3 as Colin Churches pitched well for the Crusaders. Lynn English shut out Revere 1-0 behind the complete game win on the mound by Engel Thomas. Revere's Dominic Belea turned in a great pitching effort as well for the Patriots. Newburyport edged Pentucket 2-1 behind the pitching of Jack O'Reill, and that win up the Clippers' record to 7-4. Congratulations are in order for Triton softball pitcher Emma Pennyman, who earlier this week recorded her 600th career strikeout in a shutout win against Essex Tech. The Red Sox lost 4-2 to the Blue Jays last night. Boston back in town tonight to host the Minnesota Twins. Celtics will face the Knicks in the next round of the NBA playoffs. The Knicks eliminated the Pistons from the playoffs last night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.